North Carolina lawmakers override governor's veto, protect children from transgender surgery. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 17, 2023. The Republican-led North Carolina legislature voted to override Democrat Governor Roy Cooper's veto on three bills Wednesday, including one that protects children from life-altering gender transition surgeries performed under the guise of affirmation. Last month, Cooper vetoed House Bill 808, the act to prohibit gender transition procedures for minors. The bill made it unlawful for a medical professional to perform a surgical gender transition procedure on a minor or to prescribe, provide, or dispense puberty-blocking drugs or cross-sex hormones to a minor. The bill allows exceptions for those with a medically verifiable sex development disorder but says practitioners violating the bill will have their medical licenses revoked. The North Carolina legislature on Wednesday overrode the governor's veto by a 73-46 vote in the House and by a 27-18 vote in the Senate. The legislature also overrode the governor's veto of House Bill 574, better known as the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which prohibits biological males from competing in girls' sports in North Carolina at the middle school, high school, and college levels. Further, the North Carolina legislature overrode the governor's veto of Senate Bill 49, the Parents' Bill of Rights. As Breitbart News explained, in part, the legislation makes it clear that parents have the right to consent or withhold consent for participation in reproductive health and safety education programs and the right to know of and approve of preferred pronoun changes for their children, among other rights listed in the legislation. However, Cooper believes the legislation will scare teachers into silence by injecting fear and uncertainty into classrooms, despite acknowledging that parents are the most essential educators for their children. North Carolina became the 22nd state to enact laws prohibiting transgender surges for minors, with the legislation taking effect immediately. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.